Two, remembering your broken pieces. But first, remember, remember, remember. C.S. Lewis. The day after we'd held on to each other in the kitchen, this package came in the mail with three words. Open me carefully. As if it could be a soul. I have no idea how this happens. How in the thick of ache you can be this solid dam. Yet you catch bits of a song on a radio somewhere, or the light falls a certain way across the floor, or you lean the mailbox forward and a package slips right there into your hand. And in the moment, the loss of it all breaks you wide open. Maybe it's because we never stop hoping for the best, waiting for the best, like it got lost in the mail. And then one day, there it is, unexpected, and with our name right there on it. I trace the ink across the top of the package. I don't recognize the handwriting. The package is largish and way too small for the shoulder-crushing load of questions about what the bloody point of all this is. I keep forgetting, me with the chronic soul amnesia. A mourning dove coos out in the maple to the west of the kitchen. It calls out bravely, unafraid in its lament. Hurt is a contagion. When one person hurts in a family, everyone aches. And this is always the choice. Pain demands to be felt, or it will demand you feel nothing at all. I slice the box open. Whatever it is, it's wrapped in tissue paper, a thin swaddling. I lift it from the box, and this note falls to the table. It's from Peru, found in a shop that a friend was wandering through. She writes it across the embossed note card. Saw it and thought of you. The tissue paper feels like mummified dressings wrapped around something old enough to have the greatest story to tell. What do they say? That the great stories are the ones you need to hear again, the ones that call you back to find the wholeness of yourself again.